I zato neću ništa da menjam.
But I want to show you tonight that your great grandmother and your great grandfather never ate like you eat.
Ali ću vam večeras pokazati da vaš pradeda i vaša prababa nisu nikada jeli kao vi.
Not because they eat something else.
Ne zato što su jeli nešto drugo.
But because the food has changed.
Nego zato što se hrana promenila.
Now let me tell you from the beginning, I used to love my meat.
A moram da vam odmah na početku kažem da sam ja voleo svoje meso.
So the same painful road that I'm going to show to you.
Tako da isti taj bolni put koji ću vam pokazati.
Is one that I traveled myself.
Je onaj put kojim sam ja proputovao.
And now looking back, I'm very happy with the changes.
A sada kad gledam unazad, veoma sam srećan zbog promena.
If you'd seen me 15 years ago,
da ste me sreli pre 15 godina,
I looked quite different.
Izgledao sam baš različito.
And I didn't have half the energy I have now.
I nisam imao ni pola energije koju sad imam.
But let's start our little quest here.
Ali hajde da svoju potragu započnemo ovde.
These are the main cancers in the world.
Ovo su glavni oblici raka.
And in
svetu.
In men it's mainly colorectal and prostate cancer.
Dakle, kolorektalni i rak prostate su glavni oblici raka kod muškaraca.
And you see it starts here already at 40 to 45 with the colorectal cancer.
I vidite ovde počinje sa 40-45 godina sa kolorektalnim kancerom.
And then once you get to a little bit older, the prostate cancer and the colorectal cancer just shoot up.
I sa starenjem vidite kako ovaj kolorektalni i kancer prostate strašno rastu.
And in the ladies, the picture is similar.
A kod žena je slika slična.
Except of course they don't have prostate, so they have breast cancer.
Pošto nemaju prostatu, a one imaju rak dojke.
And you can see that even as early as 40s, in the 40s, breast cancer starts to become a problem.
I vidite da ovde u 40-im godinama rak dojke počinje da biva ogroman problem.
And in old age, colorectal cancer is the most common.
A onda je najčešći oblik kolorektalni rak u onom staračkom dobu.
So you see, colorectal cancer is a good indicator.
Tako da ovaj kolorektalni rak je dobar pokazatelj.
And colorectal cancer is directly correlated with meat consumption.
A on je u direktnoj vezi sa uzimanjem mesa.
Now the New Zealanders, they think that a chicken is vegetables.
Za Novozelanđane je meso živine, dakle pilići su kao povrće.
So they sit way on top of the hit parade in terms of colorectal cancer.
A oni su po broju oboljevanja od raka na vrhu, sam vrh.
And down there in Africa and Japan you have very little colorectal cancer.
A onda na dnu lestvice su neke afričke zemlje i Japan gde ima vrlo malo dakle rak 12-palačnog creva i rektuma, to je taj kolorektalni rak.
Now, when you cook meat,
kad kuvate meso,
or fry meat,
ili ga pečete,
then you have these compounds that form.
Onda imate ova jedinjenja koja se formiraju.
They're called heterocyclic amines.
Oni se zovu heterociklični amini ili su to heterociklične kiseline.
But there are also other substances which are carcinogenic like benzopurines which form.
Ali i benzopireni su isto kancerogene supstance koje se formiraju tu.
And one piece of meat that is fried,
a jedan pečeni komad mesa,
can have substantially more carcinogen in it than a cigarette, for example.
Može u sebi sadržati mnogo više kancerogenih materija nego čak cigareta.
But of course you also eat anti-carcinogens, so this doesn't mean that you would get cancer.
A naravno vi jedete i antikancerogene materije, tako da sad one se bore protiv tog raka koji bi se ovde izazvao.
But the more of this you eat,
ali što više ovog jedete,
the greater your probability of getting cancer.
Veća je mogućnost, veća je verovatnoća da ćete dobiti rak.
Now in the old days they used to eat their fresh garden vegetables from the field.
U stara vremena oni su jeli svoje sveže povrće iz bašte neposredno, tamo su ga brali i s polja ga jeli na svom stolu.
And they used to work a lot, physical labor in the fields and on the farms and whatever.
I oni su mnogo fizički radili, dakle trudili su se na tim zemljoradničkim posedima da urade što više svojom fizičkom snagom.
But we've become couch potatoes.
A mi smo postali krompiri na kauču, dakle uživamo taj sedelački način života.
And we don't eat those healthy foods together with our fast foods.
Tako da ne jedemo te zdrave namirnice sa ovima koje nisu tako zdrave.
See, this one over here is called A alpha C.
Ovo se zove A alpha C, dakle to jedinjenje.
And one piece of broiled beef will have 651 micrograms of that substance per kilogram.
I jedan komad kuvane govedine ima 651 miligram te supstance, dakle koju smo spomenuli. Vidite u kojoj koncentraciji.
Chicken will have 180.
Piletina će imati 180.
And the other one that we saw was called IQ. It has nothing to do with your intelligence.
A još jedna supstanca koja se zove IQ i nema nikakve veze sa inteligencijom.
And fish is quite rich in that one.
I u toj supstanci je riba bogata.
So the more you eat, the greater your risk.
I što više toga jedete, veći je vaš rizik.
The same for lymphoma. That's lymphatic cancer.
Dakle, rak limfnih žlezda je isto sa sličnim rizikom.
There's Japan.
Ovde je Japan na dnu.
And there's New Zealand and the United States on top of the list.
A na vrhu su Sjedinjene Države i Novi Zeland.
This was a study that was done on thousands of people in the United States.
Ovo su studije koje su vršene nad hiljadama ljudi u Sjedinjenim Državama.
And even the World Health Organization wrote a big report on this study.
I čak je Svjetska zdravstvena organizacija izdala jedan obiman izveštaj o ovoj studiji.
Here you have the days per week that you eat meat.
Ovde imate dane u sedmici u kojima jedete meso.
And if you have meat more than 4 times per week,
i ako imate meso više od 4 puta sedmično,
you will see that your probability of getting diabetes just rockets.
Onda se vaša verovatnoća da ćete dobiti šećernu bolest strahovito uvećava.
So if you eat meat 6 times per week,
tako da ako jedete meso 6 puta sedmično,
then you have 4 times the probability of getting diabetes to someone who doesn't.
Imate 4 puta veću verovatnoću da ćete dobiti šećernu bolest nego neko ko ne jede meso.
But all probabilities increase. Prostate cancer, colon cancer, ovarian cancer, all of these increase.
Dakle, sve se ovde povećava u verovatnoći da ćete dobiti i rak prostate i ovarija i ovih svih drugih oblika raka sa jedenjem mesa.
Now in the old days I used to eat meat 3 times a day.
U stara vremena jeli su meso 3 puta na dan.
So I got there in just 2 days. I was up there in just 2 days.
Ja sam ovde bio negde i to sa 2 dana.
Now what I've discussed now is the same thing that grandpa and grandma had to face.
Ovo što smo do sada diskutovali odnosilo se na ono isto što su deda i baka morali da imaju na umu, da se suoče s tim.
But what we're going to talk about now is what they never face.
A ono sa čim se sad suočavamo jeste ono sa čim se oni nikada nisu morali pozabaviti.
And that's modern animal husbandry.
A to je savremeni način za gajenje životinja za ishranu.
You see, today animals are feed commodities.
Vidite, danas su životinje one koje se upotrebljavaju za hrane, za hranu.
And I've done research on this in many places.
I ovo sam istraživanje radio na mnogim mestima.
And I'll tell you that even third world countries use these techniques.
I mogu vam reći da zemlje trećeg sveta takođe koriste ove tehnike za gajanje životinja.
So today producing animal food is an exact science.
I način na koji se dobijaju životinje za ljudsku ishranu je postala nauka danas.
And it's profit driven.
I to je nauka koja je pokretana profitom.
And what the animals get to feed,
i kada se razmišlja o tome čime će se hraniti životinje,
is nothing like what they got in the past.
Nije to nalik ničem onom što smo imali u prošlosti.
Today we feed these animals animal protein.
Danas ovim životinjama dajemo životinjske belančevine.
Because the theory is that protein makes them grow quickly.
Jer je teorija da ih ove belančevine životinjskog porekla čine da brzo rastu.
And we try to get the cheapest protein.
I mi želimo da dobijemo najjeftinije belančevine.
So animals are fed carcass meal.
Tako da se životinjama daju uginule druge životinje.
That's all the animals that are rejected at the abattoir.
To su dakle sve one životinje koje su odbijene na klanici, pa se onda melju i daju.
Plus all the offal like the heads and the hooves and the things like that.
I dakle sve ono što otpada kao rogovi, papci i tako dalje, sve to ide u to.
So all the diseased animals are processed and ground down to a meal.
Tako da sve one bolesne životinje koje nisu mogle na klanici da prođu, one sad prolaze proces mlevenja i daju se drugim životinjama kao hrana.
And this forms part of the feed.
I to je naravno deo životinjske ishrane.
In many countries they have trucks that pick up dead animals that have been driven over on the road, dogs and cats.
U mnogim zemljama imaju traktore koji skupljaju one životinje koje su ubijene na autoputevima i onda se one isto melju i dodaju.
And that goes into the feed.
I to sve ulazi u životinjsku hranu.
And of course fish meal is a very prominent feed.
I naravno vrlo važan deo ishrane životinja je ono riblje brašno, tako to je.
That's the heads and the guts and the fins and the things like that.
Dakle sve one ona peraja, glave i sve ostalo od ribe.
And all the undesirable fishes.
I one neželjene ribe koje su izvađene mrežom, dakle oni su za ishranu.
They're fed bone meal and blood meal.
Dakle kosti se isto dodaju, krv
and poultry byproduct.
I sa živinarskih farmi sve ono što se inače čisti.
That's a nice word for something that's not quite so nice.
To je sad lepa reč, je tako, za nešto što baš nije tako lepo.
That's for example the heads and the guts and the feet and the feathers.
Dakle ono perje i kreste i sve ono što ide, a ne bi se sa farme pojavilo negde u ishrani.
That's dried and ground up and fed back to the chickens.
To se sve osuši, samelje i opet se daje pilićima.
You see, a feather is the same as your fingernail. It's a protein keratin.
Jer istog je materijala, istog je sastava to pero na piletu kao i vaš nokat ima keratonina, dakle ista belančevina.
Of course the chicken can't digest its feather.
Naravno da sada pile ne može da svari svoje pero.
So they help it to digest the feather.
A onda oni pomognu da se to pero svari.
They engineer an enzyme which is added to the food which helps to digest the feather.
Onda se doda jedan enzim koji je izumljen, koji onda pomogne da se to pero ipak svari.
The fact that the chicken bleeds internally from the enzyme, that doesn't really
matter. To što pile sada unutrašnje krvarenje zbog tog enzima, to baš nije tako važno.
And chicken manure is used a lot as a feed, especially in dairy cattle.
I dakle ono sve što bi se opralo sa živinarske farme je isto u tom lancu ishrane.
And urea, of course.
Urea.
Because the idea is that the bacteria in the rumen will convert this uric acid back to protein.
Jer je ideja da će tu uričnu kiselinu bakterije u probavi pretvoriti nazad u one korisne kiseline.
And then they even feed petrochemical waste to some animals.
A takođe i petrohemijski nus produkti su dodati ovoj ishrani.
So the animals are getting a lot of animal protein.
Tako da sada životinje dobijaju dosta proteina životinjskog porekla.
Now it's interesting to see that dietary protein increases the production of acid.
I zanimljivo je da ove brančevine životinskog porekla izazivaju kiselu reakciju.
And this can be neutralized by calcium mobilized from the skeleton.
A ona se može, ta kisela reakcija u varenju se može neutralisati kalcijumom iz kostiju.
And as I said to you, animal protein is going to produce more acid than plant protein.
A kao što sam rekao, proizvodi životinskog porekla će mnogo više izazvati kiseline, kiselu reakciju, nego alkalnu bazičnu reakciju.
Let me show you. This is the acid load from food.
Ovde je sada kiselost hrane.
That's in milli equivalents per 100 grams.
To je sada milli ekvivalent za 100 grama porciju.
And you will see that fish produces 7.9.
Vidite da ribe proizvode 7.9 ovu kiselu reakciju.
And bread, which is plant protein, will only produce half of that.
A hleb koji je biljnog porekla proizvešće samo pola.
As soon as you refine it, then it doesn't get so good too.
A čim je brašno, dakle rafinisano, ni ono više nije tako bezazleno 7.
But when it comes to meat, it's 9.5.
A kada se to tiče mesa, onda je 9.5.
And the most acid forming food in the world,
a hrana koja najviše izaziva kiselost na svetu,
is your hard cheese at 23.6. That's a world champion.
Jeste onaj kačkavaj, prevreli, dakle odstajali sir.
Ladies, that's bad news for you.
Dame, za vas su ovo rđave vesti.
All right, osteoporosis is caused by too much dietary protein.
E sad, da se zna da je osteoporoza izazvana, evo to kažu naučni časopisi, s suvišnim blančevinama životinskog porekla.
And I could show you hundreds of scientific papers on that.
I mogao bih da vam pokažem na stotine naučnih časopisa koji ovo tvrde.
And we did a lot of research on that ourselves.
I mi smo sami na univerzitetu radili ovakva istraživanja.
And which protein is going to do it? Animal or plant protein?
I koji će to, dakle, koje će to belančevine izazvati, biljnog ili životinskog porekla?
Animal protein.
Životinskog porekla.
It's just a fact. Don't be angry with me. I can't help it. It's
to
just
su
a fact.
Činjenice. Nemojte biti ljuti na mene. Ja vam tvrdim ono što je stvarnost.
Now, we were involved in a research project some years ago.
Pre nekoliko godina bili smo uključeni u jedan istraživački projekat
where farmers were complaining that their sheep got skew legs.
Gde su se farmeri žalili da njihove ovce imaju krive noge.
Now, nobody worries about a sheep with skew legs because you're not going to see that in a chop.
Ne bi baš niko voleo da gaji ovce koje imaju krive noge, da sad to neko vidi da ovca posrće zbog krivih nogu.
But if it is a stud ram,
ali ako je to onaj ovan predvodnik stada,
a stud ram, that's a male ram,
ja.
It costs a lot of money,
on je veoma skup.
And if he comes out walking like this, then he's not going to get a good price.
Iako takav ovan izađe iz tog svog zaklona sa krivim nogama, neće postići dobru cenu.
And of course they were feeding them fish meal and carcass meal and all these things.
Dakle, oni su ih hranili na onaj uobičajeni način, ribljim brašnom i svim onim mrtvim samlevenim jelima.
It's the animal protein.
I mi smo odmah rekli, to su belančevine životinskog porekla.
And they said, you're mad.
A oni su rekli, ma vi ste ludi.
So I said, let's test it.
Ajde da ispitamo, rekao sam ja.
Do you think the government would fund it?
Da li mislite da bi vlada to mogla da podupre sredstvima, da odobri fondove? Ne.
So we funded it ourselves.
Tako da smo mi to iz svojih fondova finansirali.
So we took sheep.
Uzeli smo ovce.
And we took 100 day old lambs.
Uzeli smo jagnjad 100 dana stara.
And we divided them into 5 groups.
I podelili ih u 5 grupa.
And we started to feed them like they should be fed.
I počeli da ih hranimo onako kako bi trebalo da se te životinje hrane.
And like industry feeds them.
I onako kako ih industrija hrani.
So what we did is we took 5 groups.
evo šta smo uradili, podelili smo ih u pet grupa.
And the first group got a all plant diet.
I prva grupa je dobila potpuno biljnu hranu,
which had a 12% protein content.
U kojoj je sadržaj belančevina bio 12%.
That's what a sheep would get if it goes outside and eats lucerne.
To bi bilo isto kao kad bi ovce same išle na pašu i pronašle detelinu, lucerku.
That's a good old-fashioned grandpa sheep.
To je ona prava dedina ovca koja bi išla da pase sama.
We took that same diet and added 3% animal protein.
Uzeli smo istu tu ovcu, dakle, i dali joj 3% belančevine životinjskog porekla.
The next group 5% animal protein.
Sljedećoj grupi 5% belančevina životinjskog.
The next group 8% animal protein.
Sljedećoj grupi 8% belančevina životinjskog.
That brought the total protein to 20%.
I to nam je dovelo sadržaj belančevina do 20%.
Of which just 8% was animal protein.
Od kojih je samo 8% bilo belančevina životinjskog porekla.
Then we took another group and we added 8% plant protein.
Onda smo uzeli drugu grupu i dodali joj 8% biljnih belančevina.
Now some of you might be upset with what you will see.
Možda ćete neki od vas biti rastuženi onim što ćete vidjeti.
Remember, these were the normal farm animals that would have been fed in another way.
To su bile životinje koje bi u stvari bile hranjene na drugi način.
Because industry goes up to 35%.
Zato što industrija daje 30 35% belančevina životinjskog porekla.
We only went to 20.
Mi smo samo došli do 20.
The more animal this is a 12% plant protein.
Ovde je 12 posto, dakle, biljnih belančevina.
The more animal protein we added, the skewer the legs got.
Što smo više belančevina životinjskog porekla dodavali, to su bile krivlje noge.
Why?
Zašto?
Because the animal is growing fast.
Zato što životinja brzo raste.
But the legs are decalcified, so they just bend.
Ali su noge dekalcificirane i onda se samo saviju.
Now there is a 12% Mr. Plant protein sheep.
Ovde je 12%, dakle, životinja koja je and how much is from animal source?
Nothing.
Ništa.
That is all plant.
Dakle, ovo je samo na biljnim belančevinama životinja rasla.
Like grandpa's sheep.
Kao dedina ovca.
Yes, it would win a Mr. Legs competition hands down.
Mogla bi da ide na svako takmičenje u pravilnom obliku nogu.
Plus 5%.
Plus 5%.
Look at the deformity coming in the feet.
Pogledajte sada deformitete na ovim
and
apcima.
The legs were starting to bend.
I kako se noge počinju savijati.
8%.
8%.
This sheep is so deformed it cannot walk properly.
Ovo je sada tako deformisana ovca da ne može da hoda kako treba.
Something else that was interesting.
Nešto drugo što je još bilo zanimljivo.
We had to take urine samples and fecal samples every day.
Dakle, uzimali su uzorke mokraće i fecesa svaki dan.
And you know, the only way to take a fecal sample is to put on a glove and take it.
Jedini način da se to obavi bio da stave rukavice i da se uzme feces.
Because you couldn't pick it up the floor because that could have urine on it, you see.
Jer ako uzmete sa poda, onda ćete imati nešto što je imalo i mokraću preko sebe.
And all was interesting.
I znate što je zanimljivo?
Those that got plant protein,
one koje su imale biljne belančevine,
you climbed in,
popeli ste se,
you said, hello sheepy,
i kazali ste, ovčice,
turn around please,
okreni se,
and you took it.
I uzeli ste uzorak.
Then you went to the next one.
Otišli ste drugoj.
That got animal protein.
Koja je imala životinjsku belančevinu.
And he looked at you like this.
I ona je vas gledala ovako.
If you were trying to take it from the 8% animal protein.
Ako ste pokušavali da uzmete uzorak od one koja je imala 8% belančevina životinjskog porekla.
You could never go in alone.
Nikad niste smeli sami da odete.
Because his head came down and he charged.
Zato što bi vas ona samlela, dakle,
the more animal protein they got, the more aggressive they got.
Što su više bilančevina životinjskog porekla dobijale, to su bile agresivnije ovce.
So this is what he looked like once he was shorn. He's in a bad shape.
Dakle, evo kako se krive noge u vrlo loš oblik.
When the bone was analyzed,
kad je analizirana kost,
you will see that the more animal protein was added,
što više bilančine životinjskog porekla je dodato,
the lower became the calcium to phosphorus ratio in the bone.
Odnos kalcijuma i fosfora se u kosti menjao.
So the legs got skewer and the calcium to phosphorus in the bone became less.
Tako da se kost krivila i smanjivao se procenat kalcijum fosfor u kostima.
Now you'll be interested to know what happened to the 20% comparison.
Sada vas možda zanima šta je u onom upoređenju 20% naspram 20%.
Well, those that received the 8% animal protein,
oni koji su primili 8% bilančine životinjskog porekla,
and those that received the 8% added plant protein, so about 20% total protein,
dakle to su one grupe sa 20-20 bilančevina, samo što je prva grupa iz izvora životinjskog porekla, a druga biljnog.
Notice that the ones on animal protein lost almost or more than twice the amount of calcium to those on plant protein.
Vidite da su izgubile ove na ovce na životinskim belančevinama dva put više kalcijuma iz svojih kostiju nego one koje su bile na biljnim belančevinama.
This one really stunned us.
Ono sledeće nas je stvarno zapanjilo.
Bone mineral density.
Ona gustina kostiju, dakle, i minerali u kostima kako su raspoređeni, to je sledećim istraživanjem ispitivano.
Was higher in the animal group than in the plant group.
Bilo je dakle kao da su bile tvrđe i punije kosti od onih koje su jele životinske belančevine.
But of course the animal group had the deformed legs and the plant group didn't.
Ali naravno, ove su imale krive noge, deformisane noge, ove koje su uzimale životinski belančevine.
And the animal group didn't have the calcium that the plant group had in the bones.
A kalcijuma nisu imale one koje su jele životinske belančevine.
What do they test when you go for a bone test?
Šta u stvari se ispituje kad idete na ispitivanje kostiju?
They test density.
Oni ispituju baš gustinu materijala kod kostiju.
But density is not a good indicator of how strong your legs are.
Ali gustina materije kosti nije dobar pokazatelj koliko su jake vaše kosti.
So the answer is over here.
Tako da je odgovor ovde.
Bad calcium to phosphorus ratio results from animal protein.
Loš odnos kalcijuma i fosfora potiče iz uzimanja belančevina životinjskog porekla.
Now you will say, but that's a sheep and I'm a human.
A onda ćete reći, ovo je za ovce, ja sam ljudski stvar.
Sheep are not supposed to eat meat in any case, I understand that.
I ovce ne bi trebalo nikada uzimaju životinjske belančevine, pretpostavljam.
I'll come to that.
A na to ću se vratiti.
This is fantastic stuff. This is the histology.
Ovo je histološka studija, dakle fantastično nešto.
Now it's a bit technical, so I won't go into the details. I just want to show you this graph.
Ja neću ići u tehničke detalje, ali ću vam samo pokazati ovaj grafikon.
What we did here is we gave them tetracycline.
Ovo što smo radili jeste dali smo im tetraciklin.
10 days later again tetracycline.
I posle 10 dana opet tetraciklin.
And then you can pick up two lines on the bone and you have exactly 10 days growth between them.
I tako ste mogli da tačno ustanovite rast kostiju u 10 dana. Dakle, imali ste jednu liniju, pa za 10 dana drugu.
And it tells you that the one that got 12% plant protein had excellent bone formation.
I ovde se vidi da one koje su imale belančevine biljnog porekla imale su izvanredno formiranje kostiju. Dakle, one su se formirale baš kako treba.
At 3% it got worse. Animal protein.
Kod 3% životinskih bilančevina stvar se pogoršala.
At 5% it got still worse.
Kod 5% još je bilo gore.
At 8% it got still worse.
a kod 8% još gore.
But at 8% plant protein, got good again.
A kod 8% biljnih belančevina opet na normalu, dakle.
So which protein is bad? Plant protein or animal protein?
Dakle, koja je belančevina dobra, životinjska ili biljna?
No doubt, animal protein.
Bez ikakve sumnje biljna.
And here is a publication in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition.
A ovdje je sada jedna publikacija, američki žurnal.
American Journal of Clinical Nutrition.
Kliničke ishrane, dakle.
All right.
Časopis o kliničkoj ishrani.
And now we're dealing with humans, not sheep.
A sada se bavimo ljudima, ne više ovcama.
Dietary animal to vegetable protein increases the rate of bone loss. So the more animal protein, the more bone loss.
Dakle, iz mlečnih proizvoda bjelančevine povećavaju gubitak koštane mase osteoporoze.
And those women that ate the most animal protein, in other words, a ratio of 3 to 0.17,
one žene koje su koristile veću količinu životinskih belančevina na račun biljnih, dakle 3,17,
had a fourfold greater risk of fracture.
Imale su 4 puta veći rizik preloma kostiju.
So ladies, if you want to avoid osteoporosis, cut out the animal protein.
Tako da, dame, ako želite da izbjegnete osteoporozu, izbjegnite životinjske belančevine.
Osteoporosis costs a lot of money.
Osteoporoza košta strahovito mnogo novca.
6 billion DM in Germany when this publication
6 milijardi maraka u Njemačkoj, tvrde njihovi časopisi.
And you don't want bones that are full of holes like this one. You want bones.
Ne želite kosti koje su pune rupa kao ove.
And if you want to avoid osteoporosis, you also need exercise.
Ako
želite, this kind.
Ako želite da izbegnete osteoporozu, potrebno vam je vežbanje, ali ne ove vrste.
Jedes bisschen Bewegung bringt. Even a little bit of exercise is better than no exercise.
Samo malo vežbanja bolje je nego uopšte ne vežbati, kaže ovaj članak.
So the more animal protein you have, the worse off you are overall in your health.
Tako da što više životinskih belančevina imate, to je gore po vas što se tiče kostiju.
So you see that they feed all these funny things to the animals.
Tako da ste vidjeli da sve ove smešne stvari daju životinjama za ishranu.
But they also feed growth promoters.
Growth promoters. Ali to su one materije koje stimulišu rast.
Hormones.
Hormone.
Then they feed antibiotics.
Tako da ih hrane onda i antibioticima.
Probiotics.
Probiotičkim materijama.
All kinds of chemicals.
Sve vrste hemikalija.
Fear in the food chain.
Strah u lancu hrane.
Dioxin, for example, which is carcinogenic, came into the food chain in Belgium just before 2000.
Dioksin, jedan snažni otrov, se pojavio u lancu ishrane u Belgiji i izazvao priličnu paniku.
And because of modern animal husbandry, you have greater infections.
I zbog savremenog načina gajenja životinja za ishranu imate velike infekcije.
And so we did a lot of research on chickens.
I onda smo zbog toga radili jedno istraživanje na pilićima.
To see what the risk is for you and for me.
Da vidimo kakav se rizik u tome krije za vas i mene.
As one of my PhD students there.
To je doktorski kandidat na mom univerzitetu koji se nalazi ovdje među pilićima.
This is a normal chicken that is getting standard industry feed.
Ovo je pile koje je dobijalo standardnu industrijsku ishranu za piliće koji se gaje.
We find many deformed legs from decalcification.
Mi smo pronašli mnogo izobličenih nogu zbog dekalcifikacije.
And these chickens, I'll tell you, like Time magazine says here, are hard to swallow.
I kao što Time magazine tvrdi, ovi pilići su teški za žvakanje, za gutanje. Dakle, teško ih je prožvakati.
They also breed viruses like encephalitis viruses.
A također su bogati i virusima encefalitisa, dakle zapaljenje moždane opne. Virusno se prenosi.
And the drugs that they get reads like a who's who.
I droge koje su
all kinds of drugs.
Su im date, su dakle lekovi medicinski koji su im dati, vrlo su raznoliki.
Now the modern industry runs according to this formula.
Savremena industrija mesa se usmerava prema ovoj formuli.
And the formula simply says this. Delta H.
A formula kaže delta H
equals delta F
je jednaka delta F
plus T delta S.
Plus T delta S.
So that's the total energy, that's the food they get.
Ovde je totalna ukupna energija, to je hrana koju dobijaju.
Equals the growth.
A što se izražava rastom?
Plus all the other things that the chicken does. Its movements.
Plus ono sve drugo što pile radi.
Its thermoregulation.
Što obavlja.
Yeah, it's thermoregulation.
To je termoregulacija kod pilića i sve drugo.
It's immune capacity.
Dakle, imuni sistem koji je pokrenut na radi sve drugo.
So the industry is only interested in growth.
A industrija je samo zainteresovana za rast.
So to make that big, they must make that small.
Tako da bi ovo prvo povećali, onda treba ovo drugo da smanji.
Easy.
Lako.
Chicken, you may never move.
Pile, ne smeš da se krećeš.
We will make your temperature perfect.
Napravit ćemo ti temperaturu koja ti savršeno odgovara.
We will fight your diseases for you. You don't have to. Here's some antibiotics.
Borit ćemo se za tebe protiv bolesti. Evo ti antibiotici.
And here we'll make your feed nice and cheap and we'll give you some enzymes to help you cope with the rubbish we give you.
Ovde ćemo tvoju hranu učiniti što jeftinijom, a onda ćemo učiniti da se tvoj organizam može izboriti sa đubretom koje ti dajemo.
So they cage, they cannot move.
Tako da ih stavljaju u kaveze da ne mogu se kreću.
Or they crowd it so they cannot move.
Ili ih stisnu, dakle, u čopor tako da ne mogu da se kreću.
Now that's not healthy.
To nije zdravo.
And so they develop all kinds of problems.
Tako da se razvije čitav niz problema kod tih životinja.
Japanese encephalitis, a deadly disease, is spreading amongst farmers.
Među farmerima u Japanu širio se encefalitis, dakle zapaljenje moždane opne, jedna smrtonosna bolest, užasna.
And Malaysia had to go and kill every pig in the country.
A Malezija je zbog te bolesti morala da poubija sve svinje u svojoj zemlji.
They sent in the army to do it.
Čak su poslali vojsku da to radi, da ubija svinje.
The medical world says pig transplants should be banned.
Medicinski svet kaže transplantanti sa svinja treba da budu zabranjeni.
Not even the valve from the heart, because it could have an encephalitis virus and you die of brain fever.
Čak ne ni zalisti na srcu da budu presađeni zato što mogu biti nosioci encefalitisa i možete od toga umreti posle.
And since the mid-1980s,
i sve do sredine 80-ih,
there's been a massive increase in infectious diseases.
Bilo je jako veliko povećanje infektivnih bolesti.
And where does it come from? Antibiotics.
Odakle potiče to? Od antibiotika.
Because the bacteria are becoming resistant to antibiotics.
Zato što bakterije postaju rezistentne na antibiotike.
Then came the Japanese disaster. The children are dying.
Onda ona tragedija u Japanu. Deca umiru.
The children were getting food poisoning.
Deca su se otrovala hranom.
They vomited and the doctors gave them antibiotics.
Povraćala su i onda su im doktori dali prosto antibiotike.
And sent them home.
I poslali ih kući.
But then within days, thousands of them were in hospital.
A onda, za nekoliko dana, došlo je na hiljade dece u bolnice.
There they were lying on the floors and the passages of the hospitals.
Ležali su po podu, jer nije bilo kreveta, i u hodnicima bolnica.
And since then we've had epidemics all over the world.
I pošto je epidemija izbila po celom svetu,
and the farmers were saying,
onda su farmeri rekli,
it's the medical world's fault.
To je iz medicinske branše došlo.
They give these heavy doses of antibiotics.
Oni daju te velike doze antibiotika.
And the medical world was saying it's the farmer's fault.
A medicinski radnici su rekli ne, ne, to je iz farmerskih izvora poteklo.
And they were fighting like crazy.
I onda su se kao ludi borili jedni protiv drugih.
So we in our little university decided to solve the problem.
Tako da smo se mi na našem univerzitetu odlučili da rešimo ovaj problem.
In the meantime, the problem got so big that the Spiegel published this deadly eggs and put the eggs in a coffer.
Tako je ozbiljan postao problem u međuvremenu da je magazin Spiegel objavio sliku jaja koja su u mrtvačkom sanduku.
And now it's a law in many countries in Europe that you may not buy an egg that's not fully cooked in a restaurant.
I od tada je potekao zakon u nekim evropskim zemljama da u restoranu ne možete kupiti sirovo jaje, nego ono mora da bude jako kuvano i tek onda smete da ga kupite.
So this is what we did.
A evo šta smo mi uradili.
We assumed
mi smo pretpostavili
that you should be able to pick up whether it comes from the farm or whether it comes from human beings.
Da može da se odredi da li to potiče od farmera or from the medical world.
From the medical world.
Da, ili iz medicinskih.
If it comes from the medical world,
izvora.
Then humans have antibiotic resistant bacteria.
Ako je to iz medicinskih izvora, onda će ljudi imati u sebi te bakterije koje su otporne.
If it comes from the farm, then the cattle must have the anti-resistant.
Ako potiče od farmera, onda će životinje na farmama imati rezistentne bakterije.
So we went to the abattoir.
Tako da smo otišli u klanicu.
And as the farmers brought the cattle,
i dok su farmeri dovodili stada u klanicu,
we took the sample.
Mi smo uzimali uzorke.
Then we took it to the lab and we analyzed.
Onda smo ih nosili u laboratoriju i analizirali.
We followed the meat all the way into the supermarket.
I onda smo to meso koje je u klanici dobijeno pratili sve do prodaje u supermarketu.
Now there's man who's working with it.
A tu ima i ljudi koji rade s tim mesom.
And so bacteria are added from man.
I tako tu su i bakterije koje ti ljudi koji rade dodaju mesu.
So the logic is this.
Tako da je logika bila ovakva.
If the resistance is high at the abattoir,
ako je prisustvo rezistentnih bakterija visoko u klanici,
it came from the farm.
Onda je to došlo sa farme.
If the resistance is high in the supermarket,
ako je prisustvo rezistentnih bakterija visoko u supermarketu,
then it was added by man.
Onda su to dodali ljudi koji rade s mesom.
And what did we find?
I šta smo pronašli?
Abattoir 90.5.
U klanici 90.5.
Retailer 79.5.
Ova bakterija, dakle
7.9, 3.9. 7.3.9. 93.7,
72.4. 93.7, 72.4. Oh here, Enterobacteria 100, 54, 38.
And these are all the antibiotics we tested.
Ovo su sve antibiotici koje smo testirali.
So we proved it came from the farm.
Tako da smo dokazali da je to poteklo sa farme.
Were the farmers angry with us? Wow.
Da li su farmeri bili ljuti na nas i tako?
So now what does this mean?
Šta to znači u stvari?
Have a look.
Pogledajte.
Chickens, you will find at least 3 different antibiotics in chickens.
Kod pilića pronašli ste 3 različite vrste antibiotika.
And beef you will find at least 2.
A kod govedine 2.
From any sample you buy in any supermarket.
Iz bilo kog uzorka koje ste kupili u bilo kom supermarketu.
We analyzed how much.
Mi smo analizirali i koliko.
And we found 16 to 20 times more than permitted internationally.
I pronašli smo da sadrže 16 do 20 puta veće količine antibiotika nego što je internacionalnim propisima dozvoljeno.
And we checked the literature and it's the same in virtually every country.
I proveravali smo literaturu i došli do zaključka da je skoro isto u svakoj zemlji na svetu.
You eat the meat, you're on permanent antibiotics.
Ako jedete meso, vi ste stalno na antibioticima.
And we checked the development of the animals.
Pratili smo razvoj životinja.
And those that get antibiotics all have enlarged hearts. Very interesting.
Sve životinje koje su uzimale antibiotike, kojima su davani antibiotici, imale su uvećano srce.
And so now you get an infection.
I sad dobijete jednu infekciju.
And the doctor gives you an antibiotic.
I doktor vam prepiše antibiotik.
And it doesn't really work.
I on ne deluje.
But
ali
some of your gut bacteria start dying from the antibiotic.
Vaše bakterije u probavnom sistemu umru, dakle budu ubijene od tih antibiotika.
Now you eat an egg with salmonella in it.
I sad vi pojedete jaje sa salmonelom.
Or you drink a glass of milk.
I popijete čašu mlijeka.
And by the way, the bad guys survive the pasteurization.
I samo da vam kažem, loša je vest što one loše bakterije prežive pasteurizaciju.
Now they increase in your stomach, the bad ones.
I onda te loše bakterije se razmnože u vašem stomaku.
Now you're sick and you've got diarrhea.
I sada ste bolesni i imate dijareju.
What's the doctor give you?
I šta vam doktor daje?
An antibiotic.
Pa opet antibiotik.
But this bacterium comes from the farm. It's resistant.
Ali pošto ta bakterija potiče sa farme, ona je rezistentna, ima otpornost prema antibiotiku.
What's it gonna say to the antibiotic?
I šta će ona onda reći antibiotiku?
You must translate that.
Ne mogu to da prevedem još. Nisam se usavršio.
So then you get sick. So today we have the killers all around us.
Tako da danas imamo ubice svuda oko sebe.
Oh, so people say I will start eating exotic meat. I will eat ostrich and game.
Onda ljudi kažu ja ću početi da jedem egzotična mesa, počeću da jedem nojeve i gemove.
But we have epidemics of Ebola virus in these.
Ali u tim mestima imate čak ebolu kao problem koja se tu pojavljuje.
Now you don't want to mess with that because that's deadly.
Vi sigurno ne želite da se sa ovim pomešate jer je to stvarno nešto strašno.
Ah, relax, I have good news for you. I'm going to talk about fish.
A sada imam neke dobre vesti, govorit ćemo o ribi.
There was one question. Please don't say fish is bad.
I čuo sam već, nemojte reći da je riba loša.
So, let's start the fish question.
Ajde da počnemo to pitanje ribe da razmatramo.
How good is fish today?
Kako je danas riba i koliko je riba dobra?
Well, you all know that our waters are polluted. Even you sometimes cannot swim on the beaches.
Vi svi znate da je voda zagađena, da neki put ne možete da plivate na nekim plažama.
And then there's a little problem called biological magnification.
A onda tu je nemali problem biološkog uvećanja.
And that is as you go up the food chain, so toxins are concentrated.
Što idete više u lancu ishrane, koncentracija toksina se uvećava.
So if you take DDT in the ocean, for example,
ako uzmete DDT rastvoren u okeanskoj vodi,
there's a very low concentration.
On je u vrlo maloj koncentraciji.
But when you get to the fish, it's concentrated that millions of times.
Ali kada dođete do ribe, preko planktona i ostalog, onda je on već u značajnoj količini, milionima puta je uvećan koncentracija.
And fish-eating birds have very high levels.
A one ptice koje jedu ribe imaju vrlo visoku koncentraciju.
So they start laying eggs with such thin shells that they crush them when they sit on them.
Tako da kad legu jaja, ona pošto nemaju dovoljno jaku ljusku, odmah se razbiju čim su položena na tlo.
And then the seals started dying.
I ovi morski lavovi, oni isto imaju probleme zbog te koncentracije.
10,000 seals sometimes in one day washing up on the beaches.
Na nekim mestima na desetine hiljada njih umru u jednom danu.
Now they find that these animals are dying from pneumonia.
Oni u stvari pronalaze koji ih ispituju da ove životinje umiru od zapaljenja pluća.
But why do they get pneumonia?
A zašto su dobile zapaljenje pluća?
And then they analyzed the fat and they found a toxin in the fat called TBT.
I onda su analizirali celu situaciju i došli do toksina, dakle do otrova koji se zove TBT.
Stands for tributyl tin, but never mind. Yeah.
Tetra butel tetri okay. Neki, ne mogu da ga izgovorim.
It's a toxin that may be added to the paint.
To je toksin koji se dodaje farbi.
With which they paint the hulls of oil tankers.
Kojim se farbaju korita onih naftnih velikih tankera za prevoz nafte.
So that the barnacles don't grow there and the ship gets heavy.
Da one školjke ne rastu na tankerima koji prevoze naftu.
It's only allowed for oil tankers, no other vessels.
Taj otrov u boji je dozvoljen samo za tankere koji prevoze naftu, a ni za jedan drugi brod.
All other vessels must be scraped manually.
Svi drugi brodovi treba da se čiste od tih školjki koje rastu na njima ručno.
Now the concentration in the ocean is much lower than even DDT. You can hardly measure it.
I koncentracija ovog otrova u morskoj vodi je tako niska, tako mala, da skoro ne može da se izmeri, mnogo niža nego za DDT.
But in the seal it's 50 parts per million in the fat.
Ali je u masnoći ovih morskih lavova 50
parts per million in the fat.
50 delova u masnom tkivu, 50 naprema milion.
Yeah.
Ne, ne baš razmeru 50 naprema milion u njihovoj masnoći tkiva.
Now, let's say for a day or two there's not enough fish.
I recimo da dan dva oni ne love ribu.
And the seal starts burning its own fat.
I ovi morski lavovi tada troše svoju masnoću iz tela.
Then the TBT gets into the blood.
A onda TBT ulazi u krvotok.
And the immune system goes.
I imunni sistem padne.
And then they get pneumonia.
I oni dobiju zapaljenje pluća.
And they die.
I umiru od toga.
Now when you get a fever,
kada vi imate grozničavo stanje,
you're also using your fat.
I vi tada koristite i energiju iz masnog tkiva.
And you wonder today why we get so many bronchial diseases and why we get so sick so easily.
I ima danas pitanja zašto mi dobijamo tako mnogo bronho tih bolesti, znači bolesti pluća.
Because if you eat fish, you eat the same as the seal eats.
Jer ako jedemo ribu, onda jedemo isto ono što i morski lavovi.
And you have the same poisons in your fat.
I vi u svojoj masnoći u telu imate iste otrove.
Now you will tell me, but I need fish because it's got omega 3 fats.
Ali reći ćete mi, right? Treba mi riba zato što je bogata omega 3 masnim kiselinama koje su korisne.
And they tell you, you must get it from fish.
I kažu vam, treba to da dobijete iz ribe.
Well, is it so?
Da li je baš tako?
Let's first look at cholesterol.
Prvo, visok sadržaj holesterola.
You'll see that herring oil has more than beef.
Vidite da haringino ulje ima više holesterola nego čak govedina.
Same with sardine oil or cod liver oil.
Tako je isto i sa sardinama, njihovim uljem i sa uljem iz jetre nekih riba.
So, you get cholesterol from fish.
Tako da dobijate holesterol iz ribe.
Yes, omega-3s are very good for you.
Da, omega-3 su dobre za vas.
They help to decrease the stickiness of the blood platelets.
One pomažu da se smanji lepljivost onih krvnih ćelija koje se bore protiv bolesti.
They decrease the blood pressure.
One smanjuju krvni pritisak.
All kinds of improvements for heart disease.
Sve vrste poboljšanja za bolesti srca.
And they can help prevent all these diseases.
I one mogu da pomognu da se sve ove bolesti spreče.
From skin diseases to nerve diseases, all kinds of things.
Od kožnih bolesti do nervnih bolesti i svih drugih vrsta bolesti.
So you need omega-3s.
Tako treba vam omega-3.
But do you need them from fish?
Ali da li vam je to potrebno baš iz ribe?
Now the omega fatty acid in fish.
Omega 3 masne kiseline iz ribe
is eicosapentaenoic acid.
Je eicosapentaenoična kiselina.
Yeah, that's the one you get from fish.
Ja and guess what it does? Izraz, ali ne mora da se dobije neophodno iz ribe samo.
And that's the one that particularly influences the clotting of the blood.
Ona naročito utiče na zgrušavanje krvi.
So you want it.
Tako da želite da imate to.
But if you get too much,
ali ako imate previše,
then you go into a high risk category for stroke and thrombosis.
A onda ste u rizičnoj grupi za moždani udar, šlog i za trombozu, za čepljenje
Now it's interesting.
Sad je zanimljivo.
That animals that eat only plants.
Da životinje koje jedu samo biljnu hranu.
Don't get strokes and thrombosis.
Nikad nemaju šlog ili trombozu.
You see, in plants you find alpha linolenic acid.
U biljkama ćete pronaći alfa linolejčnu kiselinu.
And no eicosapentaenoic acid.
A nećete naći ezopantenoičnu kiselinu.
But you have all the enzymes here to change that into eicosapentaenoic acid.
Ali ovdje imate sve enzime koji su neophodni da se ona pretvori upravo u tu kiselinu.
So this is the story.
Tako da evo priče o tome.
If you get your omega fats from plants,
ako dobijete omega 3 iz bilja,
you will always make as much eicosapentaenoic acid as you need, but never too much.
Proizvešćete pomoću enzima dovoljno ove kiseline za pentanoične koja vam je neophodna, ali nikad nećete imati previše.
So get it from your plants.
Tako da dobijte omega 3 iz bilja.
You can get it from grains, you can get it even from potatoes and things like that.
Dobit ćete iz krompira, evo vidim tu repa.
But your richest sources.
Ali najbogatiji izvor
are these.
Su ovi.
There you go. And the very richest source in the world is linseed, flaxseed.
Najbogatiji izvor na svetu je laneno seme.
That's why I said to you in the first lecture, add flaxseed, ground flaxseed to your porridge, put it into your cookies and into your baked bread and into your stews.
Na prvom predavanju samleveno laneno seme dodajte u svoje kolače, u ono što volite da jedete, jer ćete tako.
I see you've got nice walnuts in this country. So
ja vidim da imate predivne orahe u ovoj zemlji, zato koristite to kao bogati izvor.
And beans and almonds.
Dakle,
you don't need it from a fish.
Nije vam neophodno iz riba, možete dobiti iz badema, iz oraha i tako dalje.
Now we were talking about the Eskimos.
A sada da progovorimo o Eskimima.
They live here in the unpolluted areas.
Oni su živjeli na ovom nezagađenom prostoru.
But the scientific publication says they are contaminated with pesticides and PCPs and other poisons.
Ali kažu naučne publikacije da su sada oni zagađeni pesticidima, raznim drugim hemijskim jedinjenjima i drugim otrovima.
And that is because of this accumulation of toxins in the fish.
To se zbiva zbog akumulacije, dakle nagomilavanja otrova u ribama.
So the fish we catch today, many of them have got tumors.
Tako da mnoge ribe koje danas uhvatimo imaju tumore.
And science is telling us that parasites are increasing dramatically in fish.
I nauka nam kaže da se kod riba dramatično povećavaju paraziti. Ovdje je naslov paraziti za večer.
There's a new scientist which asked, parasites for supper?
Kao što taj novi naučnik, tako mu je naslov, kaže paraziti za večeru?
Mystery killer stalks Australian waters.
Australskim vodama jedan tajnoviti ubica hara.
So there are new parasites coming every day that we've never dealt with before.
Tako da svakog dana se javljaju paraziti sa kojima se nikad ranije nismo bavili.
This one in fish,
ovaj koji se javlja kod riba,
causes agonodia, no sex organs develop. That's a disaster.
Ovaj uzrokuje da se uopšte ne razvijaju seksualni organi kod čovjeka ili drugih.
So this man says I'm always a bit worried when they come out already fried.
Ova karikatura kaže uvek sam zabrinut kada dođu do nas pečene ribe koje uhvati već pečena.
Now let's talk about another disease.
Hajde sada da govorimo o drugim bolestima.
That grandpa didn't even know existed.
Koje baka nije ni znala da postoje.
It's a prion disease.
To su prionske bolesti, bolesti izazvane prionom.
By the way, no prions in beans.
A nema, na primjer, u mahunarkama nema priona.
Definitely none in soybeans.
A u soji isto 100% nema priona.
Do you remember when we had the mad cow's disease?
Sećate se kad smo bili suočeni sa bolešću ludih krava.
And Britain said, beef is safe.
A Britanija je tada tvrdila, govedina je bezbedna.
But let's first see what is a prion.
Hajde da prvo vidimo šta je prion.
A prion is a tiny little protein that occurs in your brain.
To je jedna belančevina koja se useli se u mozak.
It is so compact that it's not destroyed by heat or by cooking or even fire.
Tako je čvrsta da ne možete da je uništite ni vatrom ni kuvanjem ničim.
Now normally it has this shape. It's like a spring, like a helix.
Normalno ima ovu strukturu spiralnu.
Yeah. But when it becomes abnormal, it flattens out.
Ali kada postane nenormalna po svojoj strukturi, onda se raspetlja i izravna.
And then it sits on the nerve cell and not in between it.
I onda se naseli na ćeliju, nervnu ćeliju i između nervnih ćelija.
And then that nerve cell dies.
I onda ta nervna ćelija umre.
And it leaves the hole.
I ostavlja rupu.
So in the end the brain becomes like a sponge.
Tako da na kraju mozak postane kao sunđer.
That's why it's called spongiform, sponge disease.
Tako se i zove spongiformna, dakle sunđerasto.
So bovine spongiform encephalitis means cattle with sponge brains. Dakle, that's what it means.
Ta spongiformna bolest se zove pod goveđem, bovin, dakle goveđa, pa spužvasta masa u mozgu zbog te bolesti.
Now let's see what Britain said when this happened.
Šta je Britanija tvrdila kad se ovo dogodilo?
John Major was the prime minister.
John Major je tada bio predsjednik vlade.
And he said, I have eaten beef all my life, moo.
I onda je govorio, jeo sam govedinu celog svog života i na kraju karikaturu kaže mu.
No, he didn't.
Ne, nije.
The Spiegel didn't believe him when he said it doesn't make any problems.
Dakle, Spiegel mu nije verovao kada je tvrdio da nema nikakvih problema.
Now notice that the epidemic reached its peak in 1992.
Primetite da je epidemija imala svoj vrhunac 92.
That's in England.
To je u Engleskoj.
And then they solved the problem by starting to kill the animals.
A onda su rešili taj problem tako što su ubijali životinje.
But in 1992 said it cannot harm you.
A onda su 92. rekli ma ne može to ništa da vam naškodi.
So in 1992 they had a lot of meat to export.
Tako da su imali mnogo mesa za izvoz jer ne može da šteti.
And look at this, from 1992 to 1995 British exports tripled to Europe.
Britanski izvoz mesa u Evropu se od 92. do 95. utrostručio.
So who was eating the meat?
Tako, ko je onda jeo to meso?
The European.
Evropljani.
But the carcass meal was going all over the world.
A ona mrtva tela goveda su išla po celom svetu tada.
And Britain said, the scientists were saying,
britanski naučnici su tada tvrdili,
you cannot get it from eating the meat.
Ne možete dobiti tu bolest jedenjem mesa.
Because it cannot cross from one species to another.
Ne može da pređe sa jedne vrste na drugu.
And even if it could, it would take 80 years to develop.
A čak kada bi mogla da pređe sa jedne vrste na drugu, trebalo bi 80 godina da se razvije.
But then the cats started getting it by 1994.
A već su ubrzo iza toga mačke dobile tu bolest. 94. za dve godine. Zašto?
Because they were eating contaminated pet food.
Jer su jele zaraženu hranu za kućne ljubimce.
And then the first young man died.
I onda je prvi mladi čovjek umro.
Oops, that put a dent in the 80-year theory.
Oho, ona teorija od 80 godina čekaj da se razvije, pala je u vodu.
And then the children died.
A onda su deca umirala.
And then they realized we better stop, and they started killing all the animals.
I onda su tek shvatili da treba da ubiju ta goveda i počeli su da ih ubijaju.
They burnt them on the fields.
Onda su ih spaljivali na poljima.
But the next year the grass grew there.
Ali sljedeće godine trava koja je tu izrasla.
The cows ate the grass.
i krave koje su pasle tu travu.
And there where the cattle were burnt, the prions were still there, so they got mad cow's disease.
Tako da je prion još uvijek bio tu i nisu mogli da unište bolest ludih krava.
And so they had to incinerate them in high ovens.
Tako da su morali u posebnim rernama na visokoj temperaturi da ih spaljuju.
By 2001, babies were getting mad cow's disease. Kreuzfeld Jakob.
Do 2001. godine i bebe su čak dobile ovu bolest.
So now, is this epidemic over?
Da li je sad epidemija završila?
They said you can eat the meat because it only has less than 10 prions per gram.
Kažu možete jesti meso, bezbedno je zato što ima samo 10 priona na gram.
But the gut and the bone marrow has a million per gram.
Koštana srž i druge neke stvari imaju 1 milion na gram.
And the nervous system has a billion per gram.
A nervni sistem ima milijardu na gram.
How do you make sausage?
Kako se prave kobasice?
Where do you put the meat?
Gde se stavlja meso?
In the?
U?
Gut.
Sreva.
Ah! A million prions per gram.
Milion priona na gram.
How do you cut the meat?
Kako se seče meso?
You use a band saw and you cut the animal right through the middle, like that.
Uzme se testera, jednostavno se na kičmi, duž kičme preseče celo životinja.
So that goes through the central nervous system.
Tako da stalno ta testera ide kroz centralni nervni sistem.
I can make that sound.
I pretestera je, dakle, celo.
And it smears those prions all over.
I razmaže te prione po celoj životinji, po svom mesu.
Do you think it could come to you or to the United States?
Mislite li da može da dođe do vas ili da ode u Ameriku?
Well, in 1989 already.
Već 1989. godine.
They found in the United States that Creutzfeldt Jakob, which is the same as mad cows.
Pronašli su u Americi slučajeve Creutzfeldt-Jakobovog sindroma, što je drugo ime za bolest ludih krava.
Was a thousand times higher than expected.
Da, i kazali su da je ovih slučajeva bilo 1000 puta više nego što su očekivali.
Oh, I could show you lots of publications.
Mogao bih sada da vam pokažem mnogo publikacija.
And I wonder how many Alzheimer's cases are actually mad cow's disease cases.
I mogao bih čak da utvrdim da su slučajevi Alzheimerove bolesti u stvari slučajevi bolesti ludih krava.
And since 1990s there's been an exponential increase in this disease in other countries.
I od 90-ih godina eksponencijalno su rasle ove bolesti i u drugim zemljama.
Who's been watching the news? Where's it right now as I speak?
Ko od vas gleda vesti? Gde je ta bolest sada dok govorim ovo?
Big scare. Where?
Vrlo su se ljudi uplašili. Gde?
Canada.
U Kanadi.
Right now.
Sada, ovog trenutka u Kanadi besni.
Oh, and it's not just mad cows, it's mad sheep.
Nije to samo bolest ludih krava, to je bolest ludih ovaca.
And in the fish farms, it's mad fish.
A na farmama riba, gde se gaje u odgajalištima riba, imate i lude ribe čak.
Why? Because they feed the carcass meal to the fish.
Zašto? Zato što su uginule životinje, samleli i darili ribama za
hranu. And it goes to the chicken, and it goes to all the other animals.
I dali pilićima, svim drugim životinjama.
Did grandma have to deal with this?
Da li je baka imala da misli o ovome?
And then all of a sudden,
a onda iznenada,
TB is back.
Tuberkuloza se vratila, TB.
Rindertuberkulose schockiert Bauern.
Sad smo i Nemačku dobili malo.
We thought it was
šokirani tuberkulozom.
They said we thought we had conquered it.
Mislili smo da smo je pobedili tuberkulozu.
For years it was gone, but it's back.
Godinama je bila pritajena daleko od nas, sad se vratila.
Foot and mouth disease.
Šap, slinavka.
Well, Britain acted very quickly when foot and mouth disease came.
Kad se slinavka i šap su se dogodili u Britaniji, Britanija brzo reagovala.
Death on the farm.
Smrt na farmi.
Look what the Britons did. They slaughtered millions.
Na milione životinje su ubili.
And the whole world was shouting and saying the Britons are totally crazy.
I ceo svet je govorio, Amerikanci su skroz ludi.
What did South Africa do? What did Australia do? What did Asia do? What did the other countries do when this epidemic hit the world just 2 years ago?
Kad je pre dve godine besnila ova epidemija, šta je onda radila Južna Afrika, Australija i druge zemlje?
Britain was killing them like that.
Britanija ih je ovako ubijala.
What did the other countries do?
A šta su druge zemlje radile?
They said, "Are you mad?"
Pitali su se, ste ludi vi?
All this money and burn it?
Svi ovi milioni pa da se spale?
No, they made huge quarantine farms.
Oni su onda
quarantine, they put them into
karantin zatvorili oko tih životinja.
And then they inoculated them.
I onda ih vakcinisali.
And of course they got better.
I naravno bilo im je bolje.
And then you could eat them again.
I onda možete ponovo da ih jedete.
So it was much cleverer.
To je tako mnogo pametnije nego ovo.
Or was it?
Ili bilo je, jel bilo tako?
Or was it?
Jel bilo tako?
Now you will say mad cows did, I mean foot and mouth disease doesn't affect humans.
Pa rekli su slinavka i šap ne pogađaju ljude.
Yes it does.
Da, da.
You get blisters in the mouth, blisters in the tongue and you get like a heavy flu.
Dobijate čireve na usnicama i po licu i
like a flu.
Dobijate kao groznicu, grozničavo stanje.
It's very unpleasant.
Vrlo neprijatno.
But
ali
these things change, these viruses change so quickly.
Ovi su se virusi kod ove bolesti tako brzo promenili.
That who knows what it'll create next year and the year thereafter.
Šta će se dogoditi sljedećih godina, ko zna?
Now, when you kill them like that,
a sad, kad ih ubijete na ovaj način,
then all the animals with the virus are killed.
Onda su sve životinje sa virusom uništene.
When you inoculate,
kada vakcinišete,
do you kill the virus? Yes or no? Any da, doctors here?
Da li ste onda ubili virus? Bilo koji lekar ovde da kaže.
No, you only make yourself, you only make the animal immune.
Ne, samo ste tu životinju učinili imunom.
That means every animal now is a carrier.
Tako da sada svaka ta životinja biva nosilac bolesti.
Happy eating if you want to.
Srećno vam veče ako želite.
Me, mad cow's disease? No, I have a normal foot and mouth disease.
Ne, nemam ja bolest ludih krava, ja imam slinavku i šap.
So my question tonight is, can plant foods replace meat?
Tako da je ono pravo pitanje koje postavljamo sebi, da li biljna hrana može da zameni meso?
Is it going to leave a big hole in my life?
Da li će u mom životu ostati neka rupa nečeg što nedostaje?
Well, I want you to think about that.
Ja želim da razmišljate o tome.
But the answer is going to come the day after tomorrow.
Ali će odgovor, stvarni odgovor na ovo doći preko sutra.
I have got good news for you.
Imam dobre vesti za vas.
You must just be very patient with me.
Morate samo biti sa mnom strpljivi.
Because tomorrow I have the most exciting news of all.
Jer sutra uveče imam najuzbudljivije vesti od svih.
And I sure hope to see you here tomorrow.
A onda se nadam da vas vidim iza sutrašnjeg dana.
Thank you very much for your patience.
Hvala vam za vaše strpljenje. Samo još neku najavu da čujem.